Outbound Flight's designers had clearly never considered the possibility that anyone would ever wish to travel through the connecting turbolift pylons without an actual turbolift car, or at least a maintenance repulsor lift pack. As a result, they had kept the tube interior smooth, without any of the access ladders Luke had assumed would be there. Fortunately, Jedi had their own resources.
"How's it going?"
Luke grunted as he hauled himself another arm's length up the thick power cable.
"I'm doing fine," Mara countered from above him. "So when are you going to tell me what this is all about?" Luke asked.
"It was that scene on the Chaff Envoy's observation deck," Mara said. "Just before we headed into the readout, when Bersh and the Jeroons were saying goodbye to their ship."
"I remember,"
Luke said. "You said at the time something about that wasn't right."
"I just wish I'd caught it sooner," Mara said.
"Remember when the Jeroon ship first arrived, and on the comm display behind Bersh we saw some children playing Hilltop Emperor?"
"Yes," Luke said.
"It looked all right to me."
"Oh, it looked just fine," Mara bit out.
"Problem is, a couple of days later, when the Jeroons were saying their farewells, the same scene was going on in the background."
Luke frowned.
"What do you mean, the same scene? More children playing on the structure?"
"I mean, the same children playing on the structure," she said. "Doing the same things in exactly the same way."
Luke tightened his grip on the cables.
"The whole thing was a recording?"
"You got it," Mara said bitterly. "There are no children aboard that ship, Luke."
"So what exactly does it mean?"
"It means the Jeroons are frauds," Mara said. "It means that ship of theirs isn't a refugee ship at all. Aside from that, I have no idea."
"Bersh said the ship was mostly composed of small rooms," Luke said, trying to think it through.
"What sort of ship would be composed of mostly small rooms?"
"A prison ship, maybe?" Mara suggested.
"Or maybe a cargo ship like Outbound Flight Storage Corps?"
"I wish we knew what size rooms they are," Luke said.
"You ever ask Drask if he took any sensor readings of their ship?"
"No.
But you'd think he would have said something if it didn't check out," Mara said.
"Maybe he did, only not to us," Luke said, visualizing the Jeroon ship in his mind. Big and spherical, with a regular pattern of dark spots covering the hull.
Viewports, he tentatively identified them at the time. Or vents. Or decoration.
He drew in a sharp breath.
"Or ejection ports," he said aloud.
"Ejection ports for fighters," Mara bit out.
"The thing's a carrier."
"And we left it sitting right next to the Brask Auto Command Station," Luke reminded her grimly.